Hi, I'm Leland Masters. I was born on September 11th. I was raised by a single mother in the 80s. After graduating from the University of Memphis with a bachelor's degree in philosophy in the fall of 2001, I joined the Navy, where I learned Arabic. When I got out, I lived in Egypt, and the poverty and struggle against Mubarak's tyranny I witnessed there radicalized me. When the Egyptian Revolution happened, I was back in the U.S., but the events I saw on TV were happening in my old neighborhood to people I knew. Since then, I've started a Marxist student union, studied with Marxist revolutionaries in New York City, and organized with the Democratic Socialists of America in Connecticut and in Memphis. It's been almost a decade now since the Arab Spring started and Occupy Wall Street sparked a new generation of radicals. We've seen a resurgence in the membership of the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. We've seen a fascist seize the White House, and Bernie Sanders lead two viable presidential campaigns. But now what? An almanac tells the farmer what the climate's going to be like for the next year. In this Democratic Socialist Almanac, I'm going to review the history of the socialist tradition in the light of the latest scholarship. I'll be talking about the good, the bad, and everyone in between. Once we've sorted out how we got here, we'll look over the paths now open to us and begin a discussion of where we want to go. Here's a small taste. The typical idea you have of the 60s is that, oh wow, there was a civil rights movement, and that got rid of racism, and then there was a terrible war in Vietnam, and the white college students got upset about it, so they had to stop all that. And that's not what happened at all. There was actually a revolutionary movement led by the Black Panther Party that threatened the U.S. government, and they had to end it. Ironically, the over-reliance on Capital Volume 1 has led many Marxists to reduce workers to just their objective function within the economy. And so a lot of people end up thinking that all you really have to do is explain to workers, hey, look, you're being exploited, and then workers should sign on to whatever political party you have. But it doesn't actually work that way because nobody is just a worker. Everybody lives in a life situation that's a little bit complicated by all of these other things. And you have to actually argue your point to them and convince them because they're agents in their own life. Follow us on Facebook, support us on Patreon, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. We're only ever as free as the other guy is, and we're only ever as strong as we are clear about what we want.